It's been a while, but I'm here today to try something new. Well, I guess fairly new. Not too long ago, I bought a toy for myself, and I'm really excited to use it, and I thought I would try doing a toy review. So, you'll have to forgive me. Okay, let's focus. So, I went to the store and I was just thinking, oh, I'm just gonna buy some lube just to try, you know, to enhance my playtime. And I saw, while I was there, I saw quite a few different toys, and they weren't as scary to me as they used to be. A lot of them were really very pretty and very cute and not intimidating at all. So I actually got some help from the store clerk, and she was really sweet, and she showed me different models and guided me to a few favorites, and yeah, she was very kind, and she showed me this one. So the one I got is called the Quiver Vibe by Vido, and yeah, so what drew me to it was how cute it was, and also how strong the vibrations were. And it's fairly simple. It has an on and off button, but then it also has another button to click through the different settings and functions. So I'm just gonna give you an idea. It's about, I believe, 8.5 inches long altogether, and about 1.5 inches wide in diameter. Let's see. So it says, the quiver tickles and targets your hot spots. The subtle bulbous form is perfect for targeting your G-spot, while the long textured shaft and silky smooth body is designed for deeply satisfying pleasures. And the head is gently curved, and it's fully made of silicone, which was really important to me. It's waterproof, and let's see, yes, submersible. And yeah, it wasn't scary looking to me, because I'm not that well versed in penetrative toys. So, yeah, that was, yeah, so today I'm going to use it and record myself using it and just sort of give my thoughts about it, and, yeah, hopefully it won't be too awkward, but mostly fun. Alright, so I'm just gonna settle down. Move this to the side. Oops. Oh, so I did also buy some lubricant. I was looking for something that was fairly simple and non-irritating, since I have very sensitive skin. yeah, so it's kind of a big thing for me, taking care of my skin and making sure it doesn't have any bad reactions. And so I ended up getting this kind. It's called Water Slide. And yeah, I do like it. It works really well. It is water-based, it's glycerin-free, and it's actually 100% vegan. Oh, and it's also cruelty-free. So I like it. Okay, let's take those off. I'm just gonna get it wet. Some on there. Oop. and just slide that up and down a bit. I really do like that. The shaft is flexible. It's rigid, but still flexible, and it's really smooth and it feels really nice. And yeah, it has like that slight angle, so it's good for trying to get that that spot. I think that's looped up well enough. So right now, I'm just lying down and relaxing and just rubbing it back and forth over my slit. I did have another toy before. It was given to me by a friend and I really did like it. It was small and also not intimidating, and it was pretty strong vibration wise. But it was a bit too rigid for me, and I thought, well, maybe it's time to upgrade to something a bit thicker. And I guess practice, so to say. I'm very much a novice to this sort of thing. Let me just put a little bit more. It feels so nice. Okay. Just sliding it up and down. So, yes, I did have another toy, but I saw that this was fairly inexpensive, and and I forgot to mention, it does take 2 AA batteries, so if you wanted a rechargeable toy, you might have to go a little bit more, a little bit higher up. But they did have a whole bunch of other toys from this company, this brand, and a lot of them were really cute too, and they looked quite nice. Oh, and I also got the hot pink one, although I think to me it leans a bit more to magenta. And I'm just still rubbing it up and down. It feels really nice. And also along the shaft, it has a few curved and edges. I mean, yeah, some curves for different textures, I suppose. But overall, a nice, elegant, simple shape. Alright, let me turn it on to the first one. So this one has 12 functions, which I think is already quite a lot, but some of them, oh my goodness, some other toys at the store, they had like 40 plus functions or settings, and I was like, oh wow. And I was there awkwardly fumbling with a lot of them, trying to turn them off after turning them on. Oh, and what's also really great is there's an on and off switch, so if you get caught up in a setting you feel might be too intense, you can stop it right away. So this is the first one. And overall, it's pretty quiet. Well, this is up close. And this is when it's, well, you know, when it's sort of sandwiched there. It's, yeah, it's fairly discreet. Gentle starting off point. Just still sliding it up and down. Getting everything nice and wet. I like that with the length and the width of it, it's easy to hold, and I can just rest it there like I am right now against my clit. And I can just sort of leave it there and let it sit, and then, well, because with my other toy it was very slender, and I had to really hold on to it, and this is nice, has a good weight to it. So this is the second one. Yeah, a little faster now. Oh, but still not too loud. Just rubbing it against my clit now. And then after that it goes into these fun little ones. I just sort of I wouldn't say almost like how some cell phones ring or vibrate. Oh, I need to get a call. This is a sort of building up buzz. Or a pulse. Almost. Oh, that feels good like that. So yeah, I typically prefer my, not Hitachi, my old, very, very old body massager, muscle massager. Oh, that beats like a possessed machine. It's very loud and very strong, and that gets you off so quick. But this is quite strong. Not as strong as that, definitely not. But then again, that one you plug into the wall. This is how smooth it is. It just sort of hugs against the curves of my view, and yeah, let's try this next one. Oh. This is sort of the little pauses in between helps build up that anticipation, I think. Next one. Oh, and this one's a bit more insistent. It's like a phone call from your mom. Oh wait, that's probably not a good visual. Sorry, strike that. Okay, instead, let's think. Okay, oh, getting a... Ah, getting a call from your bae. Oh, and they need you to pick up the phone right now. You wouldn't want to miss that, would you? Okay. Oh. Oh, what? Oh. you better pick up. Person is not giving up. It's really interesting to have all these different patterns. Different than other things I've tried, because the other ones I had with a massager, it was just a single switch, and you put it to low and high and high and die. Oh gosh. Okay, next one. Stimulation, then this would be good. And because then you have the added function of an insertable toy. Let's see. I don't know how many numbers. I don't know what number this is already. Feels comfortable. You don't have to worry about angles. Oh, did I say that? I think I said that. I'll take it. Bringing it back. Oh, I think so. We've come around full circle. Yeah, we've come around full circle back to the beginning of just a steady, slow vibration. And I do like it. Oh, I'm just pressing it so firmly against me now. Nice, because I was just pressing it up against my clit and just it, so the head is, oh, it's kind of squishy and flexible, and so as I was just angling it around, it would just sort of conform and adjust a little bit better than the one I had before. But oh, that other toy was quite fun too. So, I was practicing with it a little bit earlier, and I did warm myself up quite a bit beforehand, and that little moment before helped quite a bit too. So, let's try inserting it a little bit, shall we? Okay. Right now, just holding it, sliding it up and down in between my lips. It is so smooth and velvety and just. And then I also had a thought that. I believe if you wanted to, you could probably warm it up quite a bit. I might have to do another thing where I record it with me in the bathtub. I desperately want nice, long, hot soak in the bath. With all my bath bombs and scented things and candles and pretty smells and relaxing and just having time to yourself. That's so important. I'm just sliding it up and down still, and each time pushing it, the ankle helps quite a bit. Just pushing it in a little bit more. Although I've learned that I just have to breathe a bit deeply and relax my body and not fight it. This was my first toy that helped me see that even though if something is small and slender, if you don't relax, it's not gonna slip in. Before, I could hardly use my fingers. I would just use the very tip just to tease it. And I was so worried. Oh, and I guess in a way sometimes I compared myself to people. or that expectation of, oh yes, if you masturbate, you have to masturbate exactly like this. You have to do it with full on print. Blah. You have to masturbate with penetration and all these fingers and all these toys and doodads and gadgets, but every body is different. Every body has something unique. Everyone likes to be touched in different ways. Some people hate penetration, like I did before. And I did not see the appeal of it. And actually, when I first started masturbating, I discovered it on accident by having my pillow between my thighs and just sort of snuggling into it and rubbing myself back and forth. And that was what felt good, just curling up into a tight little ball on my side and humping my pillow. And later my hand to try to put things in there before, but I've just slowly been figuring out what I like and trying different things and going from there. Actually, I've been reading about different things people like to do and try. Sort of twisting it back and forth, pushing it in as I twist it a little bit. I found that I really love that feeling of when it sort of pops out. Let's add a little bit more lube. Also important to note, you need to make sure that your lube is compatible with your toy. Or else the silicone or the material will degrade. Oh, yes. So, I actually researched quite a bit about different toys and materials and it's important to understand what you're putting into your body, the effect it can have, because a lot of sex toys aren't regulated. It's going a little deeper now. A lot of sex toys are not regulated. Actually, I believe the industry is not regulated. And there are toys that can actually be toxic to your body. So I made sure that I was kind of thinking of buying a new toy lately. So I was researching quite a bit and I had idea about different companies and their products and what they're trying to do, and pure silicone toys are becoming a lot more affordable. Just sort of. At the widest part, it's almost 2 inches, or maybe I'm anxious. I don't know. Maybe I should stop talking and just. So nice. Just how smooth it is. Feels good. So it's also this toy is quite good too if you just you don't feel like you need the vibration, you just want it to you pretty much just need a dildo. It's it's quite long. Oh, which I enjoy, not for the depth, but for oh, I don't have to strain my wrist or strain my hand. For those who are, I guess, worried about penetration, my advice is just go very slowly, take your time, breathe, relax, I guess in a way try not to focus so much on the inserting part, and you know, feel other parts of your body. Think of your hands, your chest, your arms, your legs, your butt, your everything, anything can be erogenous. Oh, I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know. It's just. Oh, it's hitting a spot so nicely. Oh God. Let's turn it on. Wrong one. Right one. Oh, it tickles. Yeah. Oh, I'm not used to that feeling just yet, so it really tickles me. Right now, I deserve to have it. Inside and nestled in there, holding it with my thighs, and all I rub my body a little bit, just playing with my nipples, which are so stiff, and just begging to be touched, and licked, and kissed, and. Rubbing my clit a little bit. Oh, yeah, push it in attention a notch. Oh. Just, letting it settle in there and get comfy. Oh, stretching it out a little bit. Really nice too. It's not drying at all. I mean, I think maybe if you left it alone for a bit, but as long as you're moving, it's fine. It's everything's fine. Masturbation should be about having fun, exploring, experimenting, discovering what you like and what you don't like. I never thought I would like this sort of feeling. I don't know if you can hear it. Oh, my pussy's making some naughty sounds. Oh, maybe I'll bring you a little closer. Over there, because I'm gonna turn it on again, and I don't think you would really appreciate just a bumblebee in your ear. Although this is a lot softer than a bumblebee, I think. Oh, yeah. Let's try the other functions. So I really think for a starter toy, this one's quite good. Simple and easy to clean and easy to easy to carried away, and now I'm trying, getting way too carried away. I can't even tell you. What was I going to tell you? Makes it a bit easier. Whereas with my fingers, I just have to stretch a lot. hard to reach a lot. Pushing it in, trying a different angle. Pushing it in and out. Savoring the feeling. I get so greedy. I just have. Oh, I can't just have one orgasm. I need to have a lot. Do you want to hear how greedy my pussy gets? Oh my goodness. Oh, this is getting way too long. Yeah, so that was my review of the quiver vibe. Oh, I had fun. I hope this was fun for you too. And I guess I'll talk to you later.